Welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It is really a joy for me and Bobby and Benj to be a part of delivering these 5-minute, 5-day-a-week podcasts. And hundreds of people have joined us over the last few months. And I hope that you'll feel free to share these with people through your social networks. As a matter of fact, I would ask you, would you be so kind as to share Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week? Because I think all of us want the opportunity for our soul to dance. We've been in the 2 days of a 3-day teaching about what do we have to do to let our soul dance. I mentioned on Sunday that I've never seen a miserable soul dance, but I've seen people dance miserably. I believe we were created for our soul to be able to dance. And so on Monday, we talked about that happens when we have the renewing of our mind. God never asked us to park our brain. As if anything, he calls us to think deeply on the things of God. He wants us, as we mentioned yesterday, to have a heart change. I think somewhere at the end, I said, some of us need a defibrillator. Some of us need a brand new heart. Some of us need a stent. And some of us need a bypass. But if we're really going to make a difference in this life and in our world, at the core, we've got to have a heart change. And then today, our third stop toward letting the soul dance, and that is our attitude. In Philippians chapter 2, Paul writes in the scriptures, do everything without complaining or arguing. Epic fail for me. So that no one can criticize you. Second epic fail. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God. Third fail. Shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. Oh my stars, when I read that, I think I can barely even comprehend it, much less live up to it. But here's what I know that I know that I know. My attitude and your attitude will make us or break us, heal us or hurt us, make friends or make enemies, make you happy or make you miserable. Attitude will make or break a company. It will make or break a family. It will make or break a marriage. It will make or break a church. The remarkable thing is that we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for the day. We can't change our past. We can't change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We can't change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string that we have, and that is our attitude. I've heard it said before, and I totally believe it, that life is about 10% what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Again, back to the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 5, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Your attitude is always your choice. It's always my choice. We can't choose what will happen to us today. Much of it is beyond our control, but we can positively and definitely choose our own attitude. And we each have the power to decide how we'll respond to our circumstances around us. If we allow things and people to cause us to be negative, we're only hurting ourselves. It's like we have swallowed a poison that was designed for someone else. And no, we're forced to live with the effects and misery of our bad attitudes and what they'll bring. Well, that's just awesome, Chuck, you might say. But how do I fix my attitude? Number one, start speaking positive words. When you speak negative words, you create suspicions, mistrust, and a can't-do-anything-right atmosphere. You're always the victim. You know, sometimes we're not the victim. Sometimes we're the creator of the problem. We need to start speaking positive words. I want to emphasize what my grandma said really well. If you don't have anything good to say, it's your fault. So first, start speaking positive words. Second, look for good in every situation. I can choose to dwell on the bad. There's plenty of it. I can choose to dwell on the pain, or I can focus on the good. Look for the good in every situation. Learn the joy of living a contented attitude. I'd give anything if I had adopted this back in my 20s, but somehow in my thick skull, I didn't learn this and had a hard heart about being contented until just the last few years. I'm probably more contented with life today than I've ever been, and I believe this is why. Paul said in Philippians 4:12, I know how to live on almost nothing, been there, or with everything, kind of been there. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, definitely been there, whether it is on a full stomach, been there, or empty, been there. With plenty, oh my goodness, yes, and with little, definitely. And then after he says, I've learned to be content with little or with much, then he says, For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. We see athletes quote this, and we use this as if it's some type of magic potion to be able to get stuff done. But before it gets to I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength, the first key was I've learned to be content with little or with much. Hey, listen, friend, go through the hard work of the renewing of the mind. Make sure that you have a heart change so you have a refreshing of the heart. And make sure your attitude is chosen so that you can have the right attitude, that of Christ Jesus. And then, whoa, the soul will dance. I hope you have a great rest of the week. I look forward already to seeing this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. Bye now.